We're studying the book of Genesis right now, and we're talking about the Nephilim, the fallen ones, the judgment that is coming upon man. We'll put this down here for a moment, church history. Here we are in the age of conscience. Man's responsibility was to do good and offer blood sacrifice. Failure. We have completely a human race full of wickedness, which we're so used to today. Except there was a lot of spiritual, powerful, supernatural wickedness going on in the earth also. I'll read this again, just a direct translation from the Hebrew. Vayehi, and it came to pass, or became, when mankind began, or to, that word here is hahel, on page 320 in Brown Driver Briggs, it means to, and it comes from the Hebrew, or the Arabic, hollow, and it means to untie, to loosen, to open, to set free of obligations, esteem downwardly, to look down upon, to profane, to violate, to dishonor, to break a covenant, to begin to bring an end to God and to God's statutes. To begin to bring an end to God and His statutes. And it says here that the mankind began to multiply upon the face of the earth, and daughters, Juvenoth, were born, caused to be born unto them. Now, in here we find out two things in this verse, 6 and 1. Number one, that some of mankind began to try to bring an end to the knowledge of God and to reverence to God and to the person of God. In the modern day, we would call these people atheists that stand up and scream in the face of God, if there's a God up there, kill me, kill me, kill me. Just show me there's a God up there, kill me. And they'll defy God, and that's what these people here were doing. They were defying God and trying to bring an end to God and His influence upon the earth. And then in 6 and 2, Vayivru, and they kept on saying, they kept on seeing, that is, the sons of God. Now, these are angels here. The sons of God, we went up to Jude 14. We went to the book of Job, and we looked at them. 1 Peter 5 and 8, Deuteronomy. And we've looked at some of the different verses in the Bible that talk about what happened here. The angels left their estate and began to come upon the earth, and to angels or males. We know that in Sodom, in the book of Genesis, in Sodom, that the Sodomites wanted to have sex with the angels. And God stopped them, and God destroyed that whole civilization because of that. And it says in the sons of God, Eth, Benoth, the sons of God looked at the daughters of mankind. Okay, these angels looked at the daughters of the human race, that they were beautiful, they desired them, and they took for themselves, and kept on taking for themselves wives, all from which they chose. They began to cohabit with them. Now, in the little book that I read in our last class, the book of Enoch. Enoch tells us the name of the angels that did this, the very name of the angels that did this. Now, the book of Enoch is quoted in the Bible in many, many, many places. I could see here, there's a there are many places, and it names them here in the Bible where the book of Enoch is quoted. Luke 26 and 26. 1 Corinthians 10 and 20. Colossians 2 and 3. Revelation 19 and 1. Revelation 17 and 14. Revelation 4 and verse 11. These are all places in the New Testament where it's quoting basically the book of Enoch. Revelation 2 and 7. Hebrews 4 and 13. Revelation 22, 14. Revelation 9 and 1, 1 Thessalonians 1, and Jude 6, of course, 2 Peter 2 and 4, Revelation 20 and 10, Revelation 20, 1 through 3, Matthew 24 and 7, 22 and 21 and 22 and 29 and 30. These are all places in the New Testament that the book of Enoch is quoted, by the way. It doesn't say the book of Enoch is quoted. We have that in the book of Jude. It says Enoch the prophet said. Revelation 20, 11, 13, and 15. Revelation 5 and verse 11. Matthew 25, 31, and 32. John 14 and 2. Revelation 7 and 15. 2 Peter 3 and 13. Revelation 22 and verse 1, and 2 Thessalonians 1 and 9. Now, these are places in the New Testament where the book of Enoch is quoted. I'm not finished. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 3, 2 Thessalonians 2 and 8, Matthew 25, 31, Matthew 25, 41, 1 Timothy 4 and 12, John 4 and 14, Revelation 21 and 6, Galatians 1 and 1, 1 John 2, 15, Jude 14 and 15, directly, and he says that he quotes Enoch. Now, I could have given you all the places in the book of Enoch that they were quoted from, but we didn't go into it in that depth. But what's happening here is that angels are cohabiting with women and bringing forth a race of giants. And these Nephilim and these fallen angels began to teach mankind terrible acts of rebellion, secret things of God. We find witchcraft taught here. We find necromancy. We find everything you can think of. In this, vampires, eating of flesh, which they were not allowed to do, drinking blood. 6 and verse 3 now. Wayomer, Hadavar, and he said and kept on saying, Jehovah. Yadom, Yadom. Not shall be in combat with mankind. Not I shall keep on being in combat with mankind, my spirit. Forever. Leolam. Be shagam. In their erring, in their wild running around. Because he is flesh. and shall become. His days 100 miah and 20 years. I'm going to give mankind 120 years to repent, and that's the end of mankind on the earth as you see it today, and that's before the flood. From the time that God gave this message until the flood came was 120 years. Now let's go on a little bit further. Ha Nephilim, Hayu, Va'aretz. Vayiman, Hahem, Wigam, Asheri, Ken, Asher, Yavu, Benay. And the Nephilim, the giants, the monsters, the abnormalities. Gigantes is the word. Gigantes is the word in Greek. Just translated from this. It means something that's fallen from the womb. Like an abortion. It's something that's a monstrosity. These fallen ones. This refuse. These Nephilim became upon the earth, Ba'aretz, in those days, and also, especially afterwards, when they were continued to make a habit of the sons of God cohabiting, having sexual intercourse with the daughters of mankind. A lot of people say that the sons of God here were the line of faith, but that's not the context here. The context here, we're not talking about the line of faith and the line of worldly women. We're talking about angels. It says plainly that. It's talking about angels having sex with women and bringing forth monstrosities among mankind. And they bore and kept on bearing to them those, and then it has the word here, Hagi Baromim. Havi Bag Gurim. That word there means one who acts proudly. One who acts proudly. Sometimes some of our presidents have been overly proud and overly aggressive to the people of America. Aggressive and demanding. Perverting justice. We've seen kings in the past that were lording over people. Now, these giants, these very large hybrid human beings, were intimidating all the rest of mankind. No man could stand in the presence of this type of creature and win. They were devastating the earth. They were eating animals where they were not supposed to. They were drinking their blood. They were cannibals also. They were killing and eating mankind. The heroes, which were from ancient times, me olam. From ancient times. The strong ones, the champions. The champions, the giants. like Goliath and like Og, magnifying their name, and they became very famous. Famous because they were afraid. If you study history, you'll find out that there was a group of people, Genghis Khan and his sons and grandsons, that were very vicious people, and they had a reputation of the severity of cruelty. Severity of cruelty. And their reputation preceded them, and they would say either surrender or die. And of course, you just didn't die. They tortured people. They tortured them. And so where they went, many of the cities before them would surrender. Kublai Khan and Genghis Khan's grandson, they went into areas, and it is said that Marco Polo taught them how to make catapults. Marco Polo spent somewhere around 20 years with Kublai Khan. And these people would go into the cities. They had a... there was a plague that started, what we call the bubonic plague, that started in China. The China plague, so to speak. And the soldiers were dying outside. Genghis Khan's troops were dying, and his grandson's troops were dying. And they would take the bodies. Now, what was happening, these people were dying of bubonic plague. A flea would bite them that was infected with this plague. And they would have, if a flea bites you, you have a very welting, what we might call like a bite on you. It swells up and it's hot and everything else. But when a bubonic plague infected flea bites you, it had great ulcerated sores that just turned into putrefaction. And basically gangrene, and your body just rotted. And they were taking their soldiers and catapulting them into the cities and just filling the cities with dead bodies. It was germ warfare of the time. And all of Europe was devastated. Millions of people died of bubonic plague. And the fear of these people coming against them was horrendous. When they heard of the Khan's troops coming, they just shuddered in fear because of the germ warfare and because of the cruelty. And they made their names famous. Later on, the Anakim, the Rephaim, before the flood and after the flood, these giants were. God brought the flood upon the earth to kill these people. What would have happened to the earth if God had not judged it with the flood? The earth would have been decimated and depopulated, and the chance of the Messiah being born through the seed of the woman would have been nil. Would have never happened. In 2 Samuel 21:14, 1 Samuel 7 and 14, 23, 4 and 9 and 22:10. Bullinger and his dictionary and lexicon tells us that these were giants. They were Nephilim. These were hybrids. It says that they were called the dead, the double dead, the dead. Their souls were dead. Later on, we see Goliath, and we see his four brothers and his father, and then Og. We see all of these giants. These were big, big, big monstrosities. Job 26:5, Psalm 88:10, Proverbs 2:18 and 21:16. The sons of Anak, in Genesis 12 and 6, and 14 and 5 and 15, 19 through 21, Exodus 3 and 8 and 17 and 23, 23, Deuteronomy 7, 20 and 17, Joshua 12 and 8. They were to be totally destroyed in Joshua 3 and 10 and Deuteronomy 20 and 17. Israel failed in destroying all of these. Joshua 13, 13 and 15 and 16, 10 and 17, 18 and Judges 1 and 19. We do not know how many of these lawless ones, Anthropoi Hoi Onomat, Onomastoi, that is. These were lawless beings. They were masticating people, chewing them up, mankind. The whole civilization had become corrupt. In Genesis 6 and 5 now, Genesis 6 and 5, Vayar, and Jehovah saw that it was Rabbah. It was greatly multiplied. Nephilim had corrupted the whole of civilization in every way. They had affected all of it. And evil among humanity upon the earth, or in the earth. And then it says, evil ones in the Septuagint, hai kakei, evil ones, bad ones, bad deeds. And all of the purpose, the yetzer, the purpose, amach shivoth, of their thoughts, the imaginations, every thought and imagination of mankind, in their hearts, levul, they kept on forming evil in their hearts. They kept on shaping evil in their hearts. Evil, ra. Every and all day, the entire day. In the hearts of them, ente cardia auton. Verse number 6. And suffered. And the word regretted. Have you ever had a child out there all over the world? Have you ever had a child that you regretted having? You can probably imagine the boy's family that killed all those children and teachers in Texas. They regretted that the boy was ever born. That's the term right here. They regretted, he regretted Jehovah. Evil. Do you imagine that Adam and Eve regretted giving birth to Cain? Cain. Can you imagine the child that showed the first murder in the Bible and murdered his brother and slashed and slashed and slashed him? He killed him many times over. When I was a young boy living east of Bakersfield, out in the country out there, there were still horses and wagons going up down the road and things in the old days. I remember the ice man going down the road. We didn't have enough money to buy ice, but he'd ice, dragging. He had a buckboard wagon flat with tarp below it and tarp above it with big old blocks of ice, 5, 10, 15, 20, 40, 50 pounds of ice. Saying, ice. And over in a neighborhood there, we had some Mexican gangers. They had come up from South America. And this one boy was a very violent boy. And somebody insulted him or made him mad, and he stabbed him 21 times. Two or three times would have killed him, but he stabbed him 21 times. This was a hate crime. A horrible overkill. Can you imagine that his mother and father might have regretted birthing that one? That's what it's talking about here. God regretted birthing these people. And that he had made mankind in the earth. And it grieved him. He was in pain. It pained because of them, they pained him. Mankind has pained God so many times because God was always planning on sending his son to die for us, for you and for me. God always planned on doing that. And it pained him. The word here is yitz up there. And that term, it is in the imperfect tense, third person masculine singular, hithel, wow, consecutive, imperfect. Page 780 in Brown, Driver, and Briggs. It means to pant. Now, a woman in labor pants from pain. I have a good friend out there in ham radio land, and he had a diverticulitis, and you can't hardly take a breath when you have diverticulitis attack. It's very hard to breathe. You can't lay, you're in this constant pain. And that's what it means here. It means to be in constant pain, to be worn out and to suffer grief. And God suffered grief over mankind. He saw how wicked they had become. He saw the angels that he had created to worship him and to serve him turn into rebels. Verse number 7, Wyomer. He, Jehovah said and kept on saying, I will obliterate mankind, which I have created from upon the faces of the earth, from mankind unto Ad Behemoth, every beast and every creeping thing and every fowl of heaven, because I am heavily grieved that I have made them. Now the animals basically always follow what God said. They have a plan, don't they? God has a plan. He sets a plan in animals. Animals do have souls. Animals have spirit. Animals have basar bodies, okay? They're triune, just like God, okay? And just like you and me. They're a triune being. And I don't care whether you agree with that or not. That's what the Hebrew says, so you have to agree with what the Bible says. You can disagree, but then you're disagreeing with God and how he put it down in his word. Now, the animals were corrupted. And every way, Enoch said that mankind were, these angels were even cohabiting with beasts and bringing forth abnormalities. That even the animal kingdom was corrupted. Well, God decides to wipe it all out. I've made them. But Noah, we know Ah. We know Ah, Matzah, Kem, Be'er, Ne, found grace in the eyes and in the sight of. And Nopion is a Greek word for that, is Be'er, Ne in Hebrew. Noah found favor in the eyes of God or Jehovah. Noah married Naaman, Enoch's daughter. We know that from the book of Jasher. Jasher 5, 15 through 18. We know who she was. We know what her name was. Naaman was 580 years old, and Noah was 498 years old. When they got married, and they had Japheth, Shem, and Ham. Here was Enoch's daughter. Enoch was a prophet of God. He was the one that was raptured. You can look this up for yourself. The Bible talks about spiritual warfare that we face in Ephesians, the 6th chapter. Living with spiritual outlaws that we do today. We see spiritual outlaws in high places today, influenced by demons, I believe. And we have to face this every day. God looked down upon the earth, and he brought judgment. God will bring judgment again upon the human race, again at the end of the church age, but we, I believe, are really close to that period of time. I'm not going to set any date because that would be foolish. But because of the world situation that we have today, I think that it's time for God to judge. Mankind is destroying itself again. We have religious outlaws. We have heresies, damnable heresies in churches and in religious groups, in Islam, Catholicism, damnable heresies in the world today, religiously and spiritually. This is what was going on when the flood came. This is what was going on in Sodom and Gomorrah. God had to judge, didn't he? He had to judge to save mankind. And God will judge mankind so he can bring in the millennial reign. Or there won't be anybody here. 5 out of 6 people will be destroyed in the tribulation period. 2 out of every 3 Jews will be killed during that time and will die. Here we are at this period of time, which I believe is the transition period. We're one leading into the other. When you begin to see Israel coming back in the land, God said, look up for your redemption draws nigh. And that's talking about the rapture. We have 2 examples of rapture in the Old Testament. Enoch and Elijah. We see this. Let's look forward with our necks outstretched, standing on tiptoes, looking for our coming Savior and God, Jesus Christ. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Help us to be aware of what's going on around us. Thank you for all the blessings you give us in this world. Please forgive me where I fail you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.